AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Now, I told you yesterday we were giving you one good podcast and then I had to go today.
Oh, yeah.
I have a lot on, okay? I have to go get a haircut. That's
it.
It
doesn't look like you really need one.
No, it does. Look, it's all fluffy. It's specifically...
It's fluffy.
It is fluffy.
So you're going to get some off the top? Will you
it
get
does
something
move.
Special? Will you get like Fiona into the side of the head for the wedding and Dwayne on the other side? And a love heart in the middle.
So come here. One thing we haven't really discussed and I'm not going to see you now. When are you going on honeymoon?
Monday.
Okay.
So I'm actually doing a comedy festival in Kilkenny on Saturday and
Sunday.
Why
do you do this yourself? You're so annoying.
Because...
You're going to work again at
because
the weekend.
It's good to not turn this one down because then they'll forget about me for next year. Kilkenomics in Kilkenny. It's like... It's like a comedy economics festival. So there's like economists from all over
brilliant.
The world. Do you know what? It's... You would think, but it's fucking packed every year. So it's these economists that come from all over the world and it's like a networking event for them. And they have to like talk about like topical economist news. Yeah. But they get a comedian on to chair the chat, basically to ask stupid questions to be the comic relief. And it is good crack. And I've done it the last... maybe 3 or 4 years now. And they asked, could I do it again this year? And I was like, do you know what? If I say no once, I might be out for good. So I was like, I'm just going to do it.
So you're getting married on Thursday.
Yeah.
Your post-wedding bliss on Friday.
Well, day two on Friday.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Then you're getting up and then you're driving to Kilkenny. Then you're staying in Kilkenny. Then you're working in Kilkenny. Then you're going honeymoon on Monday. Then you're coming back on Friday and you're coming to the boxing on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then you're back to work Monday.
Yeah.
Have fun, guys. See you later.
Bye.
Let's go!
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey,
hello.
Good morning. What's happening?
Happy Tuesday. Fiona, it's your Friday.
It's my Friday.
It's your Friday. You have to get married.
I am. I have to nip off and do that quickly.
Yeah, but like you're not getting married on Thursday. So like what are you doing
so
tomorrow?
Shut up.
You just dust.
Shut up, you.
You just dust.
I'm just going to chill. Just gonna flake out. There's nothing famously really to get organised the day before a wedding. So I'll probably just have a lie in. Wow. Watch a bit of telly.
Big news.
You'll be at our wedding going, did you watch Carrie last night?
No, genuinely, we're like, where do we screen the Traitors final?
Oh, for God's sake, do
I'm
I still
sorry.
Have to come?
No, you don't.
We'll give you all the details about Fiona's wedding and some big news after 8:30 this morning. But did you see, we were talking about this just last week, or was it a few weeks ago now, on Dave Rang's Dave with the Hilary Duff comeback?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Confirmed. New single Friday.
Interesting.
No messing. A countdown went up on our website. I think it was yesterday at some point, but the time different.
Emma has the website bookmarked.
Of course.
Every time she opens Google Chrome, it's HilaryDuff.com.
I am living. Oh my God.
Sorry, I found out something interesting about Hilary Duff over the weekend.
Oh.
And it was that her mother is like the most LA mam ever.
Oh, really?
She was the most pushiest. Apparently, she was in... she did something with Frankie Muniz.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Who was Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
And then the mother was like, so what are you doing for the summer? And Malcolm in the Middle, as in Frankie Muniz, said, oh, I'm going to do this movie. It's called Agent Cody Banks. And they were like, and she was like, tell me everything. And Frankie Muniz was just like, oh, it's just a movie.
Frankie Muniz is like, I'm 10?
Yeah, literally. I'm like 11 years old or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, the next day, the mom came into Frankie Muniz and was like, looks like we're going to be spending the summer together. And Frankie Muniz was like, what? And she was like, yeah, Hilary Duff is going to be playing the main female role in Agent Cody Banks.
Wow.
And he was like, I've been talking about this movie like with producers for 6 months. And now she just makes one phone call and Hilary Duff is on the movie.
That's the LA version of just go in and ask them.
Go
just
in,
hand
the
in
worst
your
they
CV.
Could say is no.
They like you to see somebody shows a bit of initiative.
Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
It's New Era, Generation Love.
New Era.
You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin. And Miley Cyrus is making headlines this morning.
Oh, go on.
She will join the cast of Sesame Street on Monday.
Oh,
what
my
the
God.
Two people that are are two people, two things that are kind of gone. And no, I suppose Molly's still around. But Sesame Street is mad that that's still going.
Sesame Street's flying is still in the States, and they have loads of guest performances over the years. You might remember SZA was hugely kind of teamed up with them for quite a while a few months ago now.
Why though? Because like SZA, not really for kids, is SZA? Is she?
I don't know. But sure, you could say the same about Miley, really. Maybe in her Hannah Montana days, and then she did her best to shake all that off, didn't she?
Shook it off.
She sure did. So the new season is going to feature interactive storytelling, imaginative segments, and themes of kindness, compassion, and emotional learning.
Wow.
And big focus as well on empathy, teamwork, and problem solving through humor and music. It is so cute, and like I've obviously not.
Sounds like a corporate course. Yeah. Am I right?
I've not done like any obviously kids TV stuff since I was that age until like my niece arrived, and it is funny that like you're just forcing these like good habits down their throats through song.
It is mad.
You know, and you even think of the like, I always just think of the clean up song from Barney.
Clean up, yeah. Everybody do your share. And then, do you know the Barney song? It was actually quite somber. Never talk to strangers.
Oh
that's
God.
Very good advice, because you just don't know if they're good or bad, even though they might seem nice.
Oh, we wow. Like, I've never heard of that
one. Yeah, it was a Barney song.
That's kind of terrifying. I just remember that I love you, you love me.
Yeah, that was one of the lighter moments of the show.
Yeah.
But when you look back at some of the collaborations over the years and what kind of vibe Miley's going to bring to this, I don't know. Will she be like a guest in terms of a bit of a character, or will she be a musical guest? But kick off here, just to bring you a few clips. We had Noah Kahan. He did a nursery
rhyme. Was on Sesame Street.
He was on Sesame Street, and he did this gorgeous song. It was kind of on a nursery rhyme episode about how music makes him happy.
Elmo and his friends are talking with Mr. Noah Kahan.
Yeah, Noah was just showing us how music helps make him happy.
Whenever I'm feeling sad or down on my luck, today I busted up my favorite toy truck.
I hate this.
Whoever the second Muppet was there, it sounds like one of those uncles who's like, yeah, Noah's here talking about how music makes him happy.
I thought it was
he's a
Noah.
Bit of a hippie.
I was like, that geez, Noah's voice is very odd.
He goes on, he really makes a song about how if you break your toy truck, you can listen to some music and feel happy again.
Music, music, happy music, helps when I feel sad. When I sing a happy song, pretty soon the smile's back.
Do you want to know something really weird?
What?
I never in my life...
And we have Sesame Street.
I never in my life have wanted to listen to Noah Kahan. Even when we play that Stick Season song, I've never been like, I'm going to go and listen to that. That song on Sesame Street has made me go, I might actually go and listen to Noah Kahan.
Music, that was really good.
That was so good.
Once it hits the chorus, like you went from, I hate this.
I know what, I still hate it. I hate the way Noah Kahan is on Sesame Street, because 3-year-olds who are watching Sesame Street don't care or want to care who Noah Kahan is.
Yeah, but they can enjoy the
song.
They
all know Stick Season. All the kids would have loved Stick Season.
I just don't see how it makes...
You're going to love him when you go back and listen to that album. I'm telling you.
Music,
come on.
Music, music. Song 2 on the album.
This is the big opener.
I actually really like this.
So cute. This is lovely as well. This is SZA, and she's talking a lot about showing gratitude to people who help you in life in her musical element when she was on Sesame Street a few months ago.
Kindness can change the way you feel. Gratitude's the right attitude. I'm grateful when somebody's teaching me something new.
Like when my grandma taught me to tie my shoe.
Wow.
Do you know who needs this? People who don't say thank you when you let them out of their car, when you go, yeah, you come on ahead, and they just drive past you and you're like, yeah, no bother.
Yeah.
Be like,
it's grass.
I've got a Spotify link I think you should listen to. Yeah. Actually, don't listen to it while you're driving.
Have you ever heard of SZA or Sesame Street?
Billie Eilish was also on Sesame Street, and I love this. You know her song Happier Than Ever?
Yes.
It was reworked to be a song that appreciates counting and how fun counting can be.
Well, when I'm counting, I'm happier than ever.
It's Bing Crosby in the back. Like, I can't deal with it.
That's Count Dracula.
It's awful.
It still sounds very romantic.
Yeah.
Can I say? And I'll say
it
less.
It sounds like a romantic song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like when I'm counting with you.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you.
Do you have a dirty mind?
No.
Genuinely romantic.
Right.
They're genuinely like, I love you.
I would love to know. I can't wait to see what Miley's going to do. We'll have updates on
Probably
Monday.
Twerk. Huh? No one whore.
Elba loves twerking.
Yeah, no, that was a really old reference to the VMAs in 2006.
You weren't born then.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Ray, and where's my husband? This is Spin. Good morning.
Hello. Hey, good morning, guys. This is a huge week for me because I got the brand new iPhone 17 Pro.
You lucky duck.
Absolutely huge.
This new car, new phone. What?
I know. It's just 2025. Just the latter half is it's coming up, Milhouse.
Nice.
It's the time when you spend money.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I now have none of it. If you are
no
friends
Christmas
with me, you're getting no Christmas presents
at all.
Your
assets rich.
But it's one of those things where it's like no one else notices any really difference in the new iPhone. I went from an iPhone 15 Pro to now an iPhone 17 Pro, so I just skipped one, you know.
Yeah.
But instantly I realised how fast it is. Yesterday, oh, I woke up, unplugged it from the charger, did not charge it again until 10 o'clock that night.
Oh, wow.
Lasted the entire day. Wow. Now, in fairness, I was for like 2.5 hours playing golf, and so I wasn't really on it.
Well, and then, you should hope so, then.
Yeah. There's another feature. Basically, you know the way I'd like to take a 0.5
yes,
photo?
Yeah.
And if you don't know what a 0.5 photo is, when you turn the phone like around and one of the three cameras you can kind of zoom out on. Mm-hmm. And it makes a kind of a cool effect when you can check it out on my Instagram at Mr. David Hammond.
It's kind of like a skater vibe.
It is. It's kind of cool. But you can basically do that on the front camera now.
Oh, wow.
That's
which is
great.
Really, really cool. It kind of like zooms
out. That's always the problem, isn't it? Because you're taking it like blind.
Yeah.
With the 0.5 yeah, normally when you turn the camera on.
But I was sitting in like the middle of I have like a 3-seater couch and I'm doing very well for myself.
Wow.
Like a 3-seater couch. Relate. I was sitting in the middle, right? And I went to like take a selfie and it was like, it pressed this button and I got the whole couch in. Like,
that's deadly.
I thought that was really, really impressive. You can also do like a thing where you like video yourself and whatever's in front of you at the same time.
Oh, amazing.
Which is quite cool.
I really like that because my camera has stopped like flipping around.
Oh, really?
Do you know, like when you're like, say you're recording a gig and then you want to get your reaction.
Yeah, yeah.
Mine won't flip anymore. Maybe it's just getting old.
There
but
you
that's,
go.
That's deadly.
And there's a new button on the side, which to be honest is quite pointless, but I still like pressing it because it instantly brings up the camera. And then if you kind of slide up on the button, yeah, it'll zoom in.
That's very good.
So, it's kind of bringing it back to kind of a digital, like a digital camera effect where you're zooming in with the finger.
Yeah,
that button, the button on the bottom right of the new phone, it does seem a little bit like they were like, right, crap, we need to do something. A new button camera. People use it for cameras, right? So that's kind of a little bit pointless. But apart from that,
it's funny, isn't it?
And I remember it's bright and orange.
When we were kids or whenever we were at the age to get phones, in our teenage years or whatever. Do you remember setting up the new phone and it was just so drastically different to the previous phone that you had? You might have gone from like a flip phone to a Nokia.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
You know, it was like a whole journey trying to work it out. And then eventually when it went like a little bit smarter and a little bit, you know.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would notice that of this one. But it's just very, it's very fast.
Now with your iPhones, you just make them kiss and they transport over to
transport
the new
everything.
Yeah. You're like that meme that's like, they don't even know that I'm texting them from my new iPhone. And everyone's like, yes, we do. You literally won't
told
stop
everyone
talking about it.
Yeah. So you're delighted. It's drastically different.
I'm
than improved.
Over the moon.
Yeah,
it's huge difference.
Yeah, huge. So, like for example, is the camera quality significantly better?
No, not really. No,
no.
Maybe a bit brighter and
right. Okay, and like when it's like that zoom flipper, is it clearer with the zoom thingy? It like you know.
No, I suppose the last phone probably did the same amount of zoom.
But that just has the button.
Yeah.
What about storage? Did you get loads of extra storage?
I did actually get more storage.
Okay.
I did actually get more storage.
Right.
That's why I have no money, Emma. Because I got extra storage.
Well, that's pretty good. Does it have like a bigger screen or anything?
No.
Does it automatically close all your apps for you when you have them open?
That is a great idea.
Would that be good?
That would be fantastic.
Does it do
call
this?
Me up.
No, it doesn't.
No,
do that.
It doesn't.
Call me up,
no, it doesn't. Do that.
Okay.
No.
Does this like have a really cool like digital, you know, background screen that's quite a distinct upgrade to the last one? Something more visually stimulating.
It wouldn't be much different to the last 15 phones. No, probably not. No.
No, same as
decent screen, like, but they all are, aren't they?
I suppose they are.
Yeah, but it's been doing that thing for a while, hasn't it? Where the pictures move, like your screensaver moves.
Yeah.
So that's
not new.
Upgrade.
Any update to the face recognition? Is it a bit better with copping that it's you, even
no.
if you have a pair of glasses on?
No.
So pretty
okay,
much,
great. town. Thanks,
money
everyone.
Money well spent.
Yeah, brilliant.
Well done.
Thanks
yeah,
for that.
Happy Christmas. Yeah, well done. I'm deadly. Being broke for the next
four ruined
months.
My week. Yeah. Thank you. I'm giving it back.
Really, really well worth it there, Dave.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
It's coming up on 7:30. In an hour's time, after 8:30. We got some big news on this show.
Big news.
Huge.
Huge.
Big news.
Huge. You heard it here first. It's news and it's big. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's big.
Oh yeah, that's pretty spot on.
Say again. It is news.
Is it big?
I think it's quite
like
large
size-wise.
News.
And is it news?
Big.
It's definitely news.
Okay.
It's definitely something that the public needs to know.
It's okay. News that's big. It's big news.
Interesting.
We're going to tell you everything after 8:30 this morning. Spin, hello.
Hello, how are yous? I did something on Saturday that I haven't done in a while, in a long time. I went for a wax, a very extensive wax.
Oh, that's right. Thank God. I'm sick. You look all your prickly legs.
I know. Honestly, they needed to be done. It was kind of, I wasn't planning on it, but I was like, Jesus, I've let these puppies grow a long time. Like, let's do this.
And sometimes when they're long enough, because obviously for a wax, don't you need to have it a certain length?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah. So I was like starting to think, oh, I could shave it, but then I'm like, I'll just let it grow a little bit longer and then I'll get the full worth out of it.
Did it keep you nice and warm while it was longer?
I guess, but like, I don't have that much hair, do you know what I mean? So it's like, but I got it all done, as Stacey West would say, my full foof and everything.
Wow.
And I used to be like really regular with
you
that.
You just went and did it. You didn't make a whole song and dance about it.
It's
I feel a bit of shade coming my way.
It's a big event if you're not used to doing that.
I think like, a certain quote from Emma Nolan was,
fair enough. Sorry.
Never again.
The place I go, right, it's like kind of, you know, not cheap, but it's like reasonably priced. And
it's cheap to go into with sellotape.
Well, it's in like, the rooms aren't like that well separated. Like they're kind of like there's
cubicles.
Walls, but the walls don't go. Yeah, like the
That's
walls
where
don't
I
go.
Went.
Oh yeah. So you can actually hear
each
like,
other well.
No.
Like, sometimes I've heard people
I'd
like
say
screaming.
There's less screams in a labor ward.
No, genuinely. Honestly. It's painful. But anyway, so I was like settling into this appointment and I was like, okay, I could be here for a while because I used to be really regular with these, like kind of like back in the 2010s, I'd be like flat out going for waxes, but then I feel like they became like less of a thing, but now they're back because feminism is dead.
Ooh.
So I booked back in and then you're trying to get as comfortable as you possibly can and there's a little bit of an awkward silence and then the girl is like, are you working today? And I was like, no, I'm off. And then then you make the decision, does it end there, the conversation?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Do you continue? I remember there used to be like an option you could check in, particularly when you're going for an intimate wax, for like no talking during the appointment, which might be like, because I know it's unnatural, like you've got your whole situation out and like in this person's
you
face.
Call yours the situation.
That's my first time trying it, but what do you guys think?
Yeah, I like it.
I was actually
yeah,
it's good.
I have
like
my whole situation in her face.
I have my whole
perfect.
Situation in
mine's
her face.
Mine's called Snooki.
Mine's called JWoww. But and then we did end up chatting, like, because we were there for a good while, so we kind of got each other's life story, found out like acai bowls in Brazil are actually usually served with like savory food, like
nice.
Fish and stuff. She hates the acai here. I heard a lot about this woman.
Is this after or before she flipped you over?
Well, by that time I had her air coat. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was coming over for drinks. But I was kind of thinking, are there some appointments that you don't want talk during?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Do you know if you're at the optician and they're about to like puff the little air into your eye?
Yeah,
like, do you want the optician to be quiet, focusing on that? Or say if you're getting some sort of check from the doctor, like, do you want them to then be like, any summer plans?
Yeah.
Like, is there, that's what I'm kind of asking.
The
to you listening
smear.
As well. Yeah, the routine smear, do you want chat? Do you want them to compliment your cervix, which has happened to me before in a smear?
Go girl.
Yeah. So that's what we're asking you listening this morning. Are there some appointments that you shouldn't talk during? There should be no small talk. 087-711-1038. Voice notes as well. Welcome.
What are those appointments you want no talk at?
Or if you're someone who gives those appointments.
True. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hello.
How are you getting on? We're asking on the show this morning on 087-711-1038. Are there some appointments that you don't want small talk during? Asking because I went for a very extensive wax of my full entire body on Saturday. And I was like, yeah, I know, right? And I was like, there should
Someone's
be some...
getting married.
married.
I know. He's going to see me for the first time ever.
As a woman.
And I was like, this feels like a time that I shouldn't talk with this person during. But we ended up really getting to know each other quite intimately, physically and emotionally. So yeah, we're wondering, are there some appointments that you'd just rather quiet? No small talk, no family backstory.
Yeah. Therapy.
Standing by there is Aaron this morning. What do you think? Appointments there should be no talk at?
Definitely on a dentist chair.
On a dentist chair. Yeah. Yeah.
I just wonder, why are you trying to ask me that question?
With the suction pipe in.
I can't.
I don't know. Can you lie in the chair dribbling trying to answer the question?
The dribble. I'm always like, oh my God, I am absolutely right.
I wonder do they do it specifically for a bit of a laugh?
Maybe. I think they have to get through the day, to be honest.
But when you're struggling so much to get the words out without spitting all over yourself or dribbling all over yourself, I'm like, am I really bad at
having my drool suctioned?
Yeah.
Are they going to talk about me when I leave?
Yeah.
Do you know what, Aaron? I worked in a dentist for a while, and they probably are. So.
Thanks for that.
Setting everyone's minds at ease, as always.
Thanks, Aaron.
No, thanks. Have a good day. Thank you.
Bye. Louise was in touch as well.
When you're getting a massage, the last thing I want someone doing is trying to small talk when I'm just trying to relax and let all the energy out.
So true.
That's so bad.
Sure. Yeah. During a massage, seriously.
It depends. Surely it depends on the massage. But if you're going for a relaxing massage, like, you don't. I hate when they go, and that's your massage finished. I'm like, ah!
I forgot where I was.
I was asleep.
That's awful as well, because all the anxiety that has been alleviated just comes straight back.
Yeah, I have to go back to real life.
Yeah.
You're finished now if you want to get dressed. Ah!
I'm actually so embarrassed to say this, but one time I was getting a massage and I didn't know how it worked. So I was completely naked under the thing.
No. I say that happens quite often.
Do you think?
Yeah.
And it was a man who was massaging. It was on holidays. It was in Lanzarote and he had to stop and he was like, I'll just give you. And it was like a little paper underwear. And I actually need to leave the country. I was like, not this hotel, I'm going.
Any final thoughts? So welcome on 087-711-1025. On Spin, you're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. What is the crack? Fiona was just saying she went for a very intimate wax the other day and was saying some of the conversation throughout. Is there a place for big old chats during something like that? We were asking you, what are the appointments that you'd rather be silent? Well, this in, I think, takes the win this morning. Carly says, when I was in labour, I had a male nurse.
No.
Elbow deep, checking my centimetres.
Oh.
And he says, here, I know you're a brother.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That went from bad to worse.
Yeah, it didn't.
I was like, this can't get worse. And then he mentioned the brother when he's up in there.
It doesn't matter what he said.
Oh, I think he mentioned the brother. I think that makes it a little bit worse. Oh, my God.
1038 Dublin. On it, on it, on it.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
I like where this is going. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station. On it, on it,
on it. Let's go. Hello there, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Hello.
Hi,
after half past eight on the show, we have...
Huge. News.
Huge news, guys. Huge news.
It's big
here.
And it's huge and it's news.
It is
be
news. 100% it is news. But for now, though, the five-word weather from Alex was, where is the child of Prague?
Yes.
What does that mean?
So it's not like a... Where did that start from, actually?
It's like an old Irish thing. You will know it from Derry Girls. So do you know it's like a little statue?
Okay.
It kind of looks like a mini little pope, but it's like a child dressed up as a pope.
Okay.
And you leave it outside your front door the night before your wedding or the night before a big event if you don't want it to rain.
Oh!
That's an excellent five-word weather. It was really good, wasn't it?
That was very...
Where is the child of Prague?
That was layered.
Do you know what? It was one of my favourite Halloween costumes. I dressed up as a child of Prague.
Did you?
Everyone was like, are you the Pope? I was like, yeah. Freeze. Yes, I am.
So, okay. So do you have a child of Prague at home?
No, but I might try and go to a charity shop or something.
Is it a country thing?
Maybe.
Tell me this. Is it going to rain for your wedding on Thursday?
It's meant to be dry.
Right.
So fingers crossed. If anyone listening has a child of Prague, please get them out. If the head is turned upside down, again, I don't know if that's just a Derry Girls thing or not.
Okay.
There was the storyline in Derry Girls when the head got knocked off and they stuck it back on upside down.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the child of Prague. A very high profile person in religious iconography.
Well, don't you listening ever say that this show didn't teach you
anything. There you go.
I'd say we're the only people who weren't knowing.
Yeah,
Hello.
Tricky.
This is my new favourite game, lads. I actually love it. I was in the pub over the weekend and my mates were like, oh, give us another round.
No way.
So I was like playing them like last Tuesday's game.
Oh, were
you? Yeah. That's so fun.
And like everyone was getting like sevens. Do you know, it was really
seven
interesting.
Seven seems to be the magic number.
It's kind of bizarre. If you don't know this is the Tricky 10. It's where you can possibly win a money can't buy prize in a fuzzy charged snoozy. Obviously, this show is called Fully Charged. We are giving away a fuzzy charged snoozy because it is fuzzy.
It's and they're a fuzzy, fuzzy article like Fiona's of clothing. Legs. Yes, well, not anymore. Famously, nothing to be. You won't find anything there. They won't be keeping you warm in the winter, okay? So stop trying to wrap them around yourself.
We've been trying to tell you to get involved, get involved and play. If it's tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-103 if you think you can come on and beat this game.
Just like Darren did.
Looking for the quizzers of the world.
Yeah. Darren's standing by this morning. How are you doing?
Not too bad. A bit tired, but hey.
Sure. Aren't we all, Darren? Aren't we all? What are you up for? Are you on the way to work or what's the story?
I'm on my way to work, yes.
What do you do?
Work in property maintenance.
Property maintenance.
Oh, very good.
Interesting.
Any good properties that you've maintained recently?
I won't say.
What's the most common job you have to do when maintaining property?
Leaks.
Leaks. Ah, yeah, very good. Yeah.
And what about drafts?
No.
Oh, okay. That's where Darren draws the line. He says, if you've got a draft, don't come running to me. I do leaks.
Not my problem.
And I'm not going any further. Very good.
All
you've
right,
got
Darren.
Your boundaries.
Here we go with the tricky 10. We are going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We'll only be able to accept your first answer on that as well, Darren. If you don't know the answer, just make sure and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win a brand new fuzzy charged snoozy to get cozy this winter. Now, Patrick is on top of the leaderboard with a score of 7 in 44.6 seconds. Do you think you can beat him, Darren?
Hopefully.
Of course you can.
Yeah, you can do it. All right, Darren. Well, listen, all I have to say is the best of luck.
Yeah. Darren, be as quick as you can. Let's try and get you top of the leaderboard this Tuesday morning. We're going to kick this off in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. The word habitat has how many letters?
7.
Complete the name of the 2025 brain rot meme. What 7?
6.
What is half of 20?
10.
Manchester City have won the Premier League how many times?
4.
How many Shrek feature films have there been?
5.
Complete the name of the RT news programme, The Six What?
The Six?
The news. What's it called? The Six What?
6 o'clock news.
March is what number month of the year?
3.
What is the English translation of the French number de?
2.
Yeah. How I Met Your Mother ran for how many seasons?
9.
And how many people play in a 5-a-side team?
5.
Oh. Wow.
Well done, Darren.
That was bad.
No, it wasn't.
Give yourself a break now for a second, please. I wouldn't have known 6-7. Is that what everyone was going on about?
6-7,
Halloween
yeah.
Yeah, that's a new thing now, Emma.
People are very cool.
All right, well, Darren, let's see how you got on.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Go,
6-7. Hey,
I
not too bad.
Another 7.
Not too bad at all. I know sometimes in there it feels like you're floundering, but actually did quite well. Okay, let's go through some of the questions you got wrong. Manchester City has won how many Premier League titles? That was 8. You said 4. How many Shrek feature films have there been? That was 4. You said 5. Complete the name of the RT news programme, The Six What? I like the voice crack that you did during this. It was very dramatic. Very
o'clock.
High. It's the 6-1 news, Darren. You said the 6 o'clock. That was it, wasn't
it?
That was it. You did very, very well altogether.
Unfortunately, though, you didn't beat the score of 44.6 seconds, but you gave it last. You did very well. Hold your head up high. Thank you very much, Darren.
I got involved.
You got involved.
That's what I like, Darren. Getting involved.
You know who you're speaking to with that one, Darren.
Can I just say, standing ovation for getting involved.
Honestly,
well
we're
done.
All on our feet.
Darren. Involved, guys.
Darren got involved. Well done, Darren. Have a fantastic day.
Bye, Darren. Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Bye.
I love when people get involved. Get involved. Play the Tricky 10. Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-103. Get involved!
Thank you. I was like, please do it.
Do you know what? We also got another thing unlocked there in that game. We got another answer that wasn't between 1 and 10. So far, we only have two of those answers since we've started the tricky 10.
Oh, yes.
Someone said 12.
12.
And now Darren has said o'clock.
We have to keep a tally of those and hang them all in a hall of fame. Because I absolutely love them. But they're really doable questions. If you want to win that snooty, if you want to come on and play our game, what is half of 20?
I mean, guys, come on.
There was no Dublin Postal District code.
No Dublin Postal District today. We're going to run out of them
Can we just have a moment for how many people play on a five-a-side team?
Yeah, that was
the
insane. Do you know what? I five-a-side tonight and the six of us on the team.
So, in fairness, have to be careful with that one, Callum.
It is 12 of us in total on the pitch.
If you want to play tomorrow, message us the word tricky in a WhatsApp 087711103. And just to say as well,
get involved!
And also, there's a lot of men. I'm not hearing a lot of women take on this game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know if women would be good at this game.
Where's the lady quizzers?
David Hammond.
Get out!
Get involved!
David Hammond, get out. And you ladies, get involved!
Oh, I don't know if they'd be very good.
Shut up. Tricky in WhatsApp to play tomorrow. It spins fully charged, recharged. Right, we've been telling you all morning that before 9 o'clock, we have some big news to bring you.
Big news, yeah.
Couple of things for number one. Number one, in the next few minutes, we're sending Fiona off into married life on the show this morning. It's her final show before she gets married and heads on honeymoon.
Yeah.
And then before 9 o'clock.
You'll be back in a week or two, though, won't you?
I will.
Promise me.
I don't have to leave. Of course I'll be back.
I don't have to leave.
You're not leaving us, Fiona, are you? You'll be back.
No. I'm here a wet week, right, for God's sake.
Apart from that, we have some news to share with you this morning. And just for a bit of crack, any predictions?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you predict what this big news could be?
Yeah, we're curious what you think the news is.
Yeah, go on, have a lash.
087711103, no judgment, but there is news.
There is news. It's big news. Big day, big news. Send your voice notes, have a guess, and guess what this news might be, and we will reveal all before 9. We have a lot of big news to come your way before nine.
You've been predicting what that might be
on WhatsApp on 087-711-103.
Some interesting guesses.
Yeah, there have been so far.
They have. All wrong, but they're great. So it's the last day before my wedding, guys. This is the last time that you will hear me mention my wedding on this show.
Doubt it.
Afterwards, I'm going away for a week and then I'm not going to talk about how it went.
Are you joking? That's
like
not
that.
Fair. You can't bring everyone on the journey and then not tell everyone how
I'd
the wedding
say
itself
people
went.
People are sick to the teeth of hearing about this
I
wedding.
I think you're wrong.
I don't know. I think you have my whole personality.
You have this weird thought of like people hate hearing about what's going on in your life, and I'm like, I'm really interested because you're the kind of closest person I have to knowing someone who's getting married.
The first old person.
Yes. I didn't want to say it that way.
But in the sense of like, there's so much rigmarole about it. And it was interesting to be here, and I'm sure for you listening as well, on that journey to be like, God, there's so much to bloody think about.
Well,
like this.
You listening really, really have been on this journey.
So tomorrow you're having a day with your bridesmaids, chinchilling.
And Thursday
you're getting married.
Thursday it's the main event.
And can you not come in for the show on Thursday? Like,
you know what?
The show is finished at 10. Like, you're not getting married till what?
When I started the show, I was like, I'll be good crack if I just like went and did the show, and then at the end of it was like, well, I'm off to get married. And then I was like, okay, it's such a small payoff for like stressing myself out so much. So I did decide against that. So I'm going to be married on Thursday. Not that I'll technically be married in the eyes of the state because
the
I
Lord.
Left it too late. Or the Lord. No, we're not. I left it too late to organise my green book. And sorry about that. But it'd be grand.
Ask God.
So really, the ceremony on Thursday is mostly performance art.
Okay.
And it's just really...
It's like going to the theatre.
It is.
You still can't be anywhere near him then until you get the green book.
Exactly.
You know, a whole of Thursday, I'm like, do you know she's not actually married?
Yeah. Do you know this whole thing? This is a scam. This is a load.
I got her a present and all.
We might as well
take it back.
Getting that toaster back.
Exactly. No, yeah. Actually, please. No toasters. I don't have the cupboard space. But come here. I like what I really...
That was a layered joke.
I'm only messing. Mine's on top of the counter. Come on, you know me. You know me. But what I really want to say at this juncture, and not to get too sappy with it, but I do want to say thank you, if that's okay. I just want to take a moment to you listening, for essentially planning my wedding, which you very much have done. Like, any question I've had or anything that's fallen through for me or been an issue, which there have been a lot in the lead up, I've kind of come in the morning and been like to the guys, can we ask this on the show? Why don't we just do this on the show?
Was this and close really, to being like, Dwayne's asked me to marry him, do I say yes or no? 087711.
Please, voice notes welcome.
What we've really learned about Fiona is just how chilled out she is. Like, she's far from a bridezilla. She's a chill bride. She's very relaxed.
But the Lord has tested me. Honestly, maybe he's really annoyed that I'm not having this yoke in a church.
I'd say so.
All sorts of things have happened. But like, really, you listening have helped. Like, you've helped so much. A couple of months ago, the wedding band cancelled. You helped with that.
Good morning, guys. Yes, you do need a band for your wedding.
You need a band.
Myself, my wife got married there in April, and we had a band called After Dark.
What are they called?
Yeah, After Dark.
So, like, throwback to that, so many people recommended After Dark.
I think with about
2 months' notice, that's booked. After Dark are
no
playing.
No way.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Class.
So, delighted.
Well
delighted
done.
With the guys. And then, like, general questions I kind of had over the summer about, like, what I needed to have organised for the wedding, which I absolutely didn't.
Fiona, as someone who used to work as a makeup artist, please book your makeup artist 3 months beforehand.
You need to get registered. I got married back in April.
Okay.
When we were trying to make an appointment in January, the closest appointment they had was May.
Best of luck. You need it.
Do you know what?
That was my favourite.
She's dead right, to be honest. Emma actually organised my MUA for me. I got that through. Emma, did I get the green book in time? No. But it's all about the journey. So thank you so much. You helped me out with when my potential wedding dress off Etsy got delivered and put behind my black bin. Not even the green. Very unceremonious. With a no returns policy. You've just helped everything. And
well,
I
listen,
think...
We don't want to send you off without giving you anything.
What?
So... We will miss you, and we want to send you off into married life with something lovely, some gorgeous flowers from myself, Dave and Callum.
Guys.
Just presenting.
Paid
you
for
there.
By the company.
I hope so. I hope no one paid for this.
Can you just not be so transparent? All the
guys,
time?
Now I can cancel doing the flowers. Yeah. This will blast the whole venue, won't it? And you've spelled Dwayne's name right, which is doesn't happen to him a lot. Guys, thank
listen,
you.
Listen, congratulations,
so much.
Honey. We can't wait to see you walk down the aisle.
Oh, my God. I'll carry
Thursday.
This.
Yeah. But there's more news to come.
There's
can you
more.
Believe that?
It's all
huge, 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 huge news, 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 news. Are you getting what I'm doing there? It's like an echo thing.
Wow.
Like
that's
in
the
a
idea.
Big cave. Like huge, huge, huge news.
Big news before 9 o'clock. Don't move.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Right. We have told you that we have some big news to share with you before 9 o'clock this morning. Today is Fiona's last show. She's getting married on Thursday. Some brilliant predictions coming in on what our big news could possibly be. Mark was on. He said, the return of the rap god.
That would be huge news.
Yeah, but that's never going to happen, is it?
No, it's not.
That would be more big
news. The rap
news.
God went to his cave in County Clare and will never...
It was County Clare he went to, wasn't it? To take up a life in refuge. big news, you're adding an extra hour to your show.
Mother of God, shut up. How dare you? How dare you say that?
Ed Sheeran obviously did a surprise gig last night in the RDS for Spotify fans. A VIP concert for Liam's only. Ed Sheeran's secret one, preferably.
Is that from Liam by any chance?
That's from a guy, actually, believe it or not, called Liam. People freaking out. Please tell us the news. I've got to go to work. I've kids that need to go to school. Let's get on with it.
Ah, okay, right. We'll do it before half ten.
Here to tell the news is Ed Sheeran. No, it's me. And it's not Dermot Kennedy either. Okay, very good. Right, so I've been telling you about the wedding and kind of been stressing out about numbers and there's too many people going to be there and can we fit them all in? And it's just been a bit of a stress.
You were delighted, I think,
when there was a few pullouts. Yeah, I was happy with those pullouts. And while I was planning this, I kind of got news vis-a-vis myself that there will be an extra guest at the wedding.
It's Ed Sheeran.
It's not Ed Sheeran.
It's Liam.
It's not Liam. It's a small baby because it's in my stomach.
Fiona's pregnant!
It's Nonsense. Shotgun wedding.
first fully charged baby.
I know. The first little yup bro
six-sevening baby that the show has seen.
So we're very, very excited. Yeah, a bit of a hectic time for me. So when you've been saying, geez, you're very chill about the wedding, it's because there's been other stuff going on.
Yeah, you kind of, it was the most chill thing about your life.
Yeah, I thought one life event, okay, get the job of your dreams. No, not enough. Get married as well. And then also, get pregnant.
Sorry, is this the job of your dreams?
Guys, I love this job so much.
So you're going to come back after you have the baby.
Let's mess it up for myself. Absolutely.
You promise to come back after you have the baby.
I'll be back literally 10 minutes after. Can we get that in writing?
Couple of things, right? We have a bit of what we call PTSD.
Trauma.
Bit of trauma.
Because we trusted someone before.
Don't worry, guys, I'll be back, even if the baby is at the boob still. I'll be like, tonight, I'll be like, turn that to the side, turn the cameras off today. Of course I'll be back, very quickly.
And you're not going anywhere for a while. You're obviously going off to get married, and you won't be heading on maternity leave for another few months.
No, not for a while. But yeah, I have left, like leaving it pretty late to do this announcement. So if you see me soon and I look like a whale, say nothing, okay? I've told you now on the show, don't get a fright. But it's been a really exciting time. It's been a tough secret to keep. I have to say, if you think that you would be, like if you've been asking yourself, oh, would I be a traitor or faithful? Like, could I be a traitor? Try getting pregnant at a new job and seeing if you can hide that.
It was
news.
Very impressive.
It was.
I never would have guessed.
I had no idea.
Difficult.
I feel bad for the people who are like off work today that are going to come into work tomorrow in the car and just hearing the radio talking about Fiona being pregnant. Yeah. They were like, sorry, what did I miss?
Is she not getting married?
The fun thing is that you told us this news the morning after we did your hag do.
Yeah.
Well, I knew I had to wait till after the hag because obviously I was picturing worst case scenario. I was like, this news will be received really badly, so I can't say it before the hag. So I'll say it afterwards.
This is terrible, right? If you know Fiona's personality by now, she's an anxious queen. She thought that we were going to be disgusted. Would you get a queen?
She thought we were going to be like, get out. Oh, typical.
That's rotten. We know how that happens.
Tell everyone how lovely our reactions were.
Your reactions were absolutely stunning. Boss Nick obviously was very eager for me to record the reactions. I think he actually wanted me to tell you guys the news live on her, which I think would be a bit of a hostage situation. The reactions probably aren't great to play out because there were a lot of hugs, which famously don't translate well to radio. But yeah, if you were at the hag and you saw that stripper grinding up on me, now you know there was a baby inside. And also, now you know why I really wanted to wear that Willy costume.
Yeah.
Because it was very covering good for up hiding the bum.
And why you didn't have a drink.
Why I didn't have a drink.
We just thought it was because you were shy crack.
Because I know, and that's what killed me the most. Like, because I was just getting to know you guys, and I was like, no, I'm actually really fun. So this morning on 0877 11 1038, we are asking, are you the father? Do you know the father? Call in!
Can you get in touch?
Voice notes, welcome.
The big news this morning, Fiona Frawley, in your own words, gal.
I'm having a baby.
She's pregnant!
She's at the door.
When does the glowing start?
You absolute David Hammond.
After the baby is born and I can get Botox again.
Oh, crap.
Shut up.
I remember you giving out saying to me ages ago and I couldn't figure out why, being like, I'm so jealous of your Botox.
Stop. When I was like sellotaping my face.
You were like, just get it, girl.
Because that girl's going to get some Botox. What are you doing sellotaping your
face? That's been the hardest thing. My forehead hasn't moved this much since 2016.
Let's go. With David Fiona in the morning.
Hello. How are you?
Hey,
hello.
Good morning. What's
How
happening?
How are you getting on? I think I made a mistake with my outfit this morning. So my friends called over to me yesterday who were home from Dubai and they got me what I think. Well, I'm not sure how I feel about the shape of the Uggs. They're kind of like, they're like shaped like a like child's school shoe, but they're like an Ugg with a platform.
Show me.
So like they have this hole.
Got
so
like a say, hole.
Just imagine like shoes, right? But they have a hole in the middle, like where you can kind of see the tops or like the bottom of Fiona's toes.
Yeah, like you'd have to be wearing a sock. They're an interesting situation.
That's kind of cool and funky though, a bit different. Although not ideal if you know, Uggs are kind of for warmth.
Yeah,
they are.
If
it's
raining.
So it's like there's, and it was absolutely lashing out the heavens this morning. And then I wore these trousers, which some could say look like pajama bottoms, and I wore like a baggy jumper.
You do look like. you're in your PJs.
And as soon as I arrived in, Dave was like, PJs today?
Oh!
And I was like, and then Callum said, you do look so comfy. Which is an insult in my culture. But I feel like I've...
I think you missed one more.
What?
I was asking you about your new shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And I just went, and as soon as I said it, and she didn't really pick up on it too much, but as soon as I said it, I was like, that sounded really loaded. But I just went, and do you like them?
That's exactly what I said. And honestly, I'm not sure. I don't know how to feel about
them.
And
what's really annoying as well is Uggs are so spenny. It's yeah. like you actually spent so much money on them.
They're actually, I think I just need to figure out how to style them, because at the moment I really do look like I've just woken up, which is usually what I do dress like for in here.
Ah, you're allowed, you're getting married.
I know, exactly. It's I'm on the wind down. It's my Friday.
It's my Friday.
Is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Benson Boone. Sorry, I'm here for someone else. This is Spin and welcome on in. Don't worry. I know it's been a big show, loads of news, but we will get back to this very important matter.
The most important thing on a Tuesday.
If you missed it, Fiona's pregnant, you can send your congratulations and well done to 0877 11103. That's not a joke, actually.
And that's the last we'll mention it ever again.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah. This is Top 10 Tuesday, and it used to have a little home in after 7 o'clock, then before 9 o'clock. This is where you'll find it now each and every Tuesday. And this is where, in this instance, I'm going to give Dave and Fiona and yourself listening a topic. And your job to work together, essentially, is to work out what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. We've done loads of different variations of this in the past, including the most used letters in the alphabet. We have done loads of sporty
ones.
Most
popular airports.
Yes. Yeah, that was a good one.
Dave and Fiona, what's going to happen here, as you well know, is you've got three lives each and you're going to take it in turns to try and complete the top 10 list. You're going to get a point for each correct answer, but you will lose a life for something that doesn't make it into the top 10 list, all right? And if you can't fill out the whole 10, with all that in mind, we'll throw it out to you listening and your chance to win yourself some IMC cinema passes this morning if you fill out something in the top 10 list. Now, it has been a big show.
Mm-hmm.
We did just discover that Fiona is with child. And to celebrate the news that Fiona Frawley is pregnant this week on Top 10 Tuesday, we're looking for, yes, the top 10 baby names in Ireland for 2024, according to the CSO. Now, we will drop a little clue on this. There are 8 boy and 2 girls' names in the
list.
8
boy. There are 8 boy.
8 boy. 8 boy, well, 8 boy sounds kind of cute, doesn't it?
It's a cool new name.
I'm an 8 boy.
All right, guys. Eight who boy would dude. Like to kick this off? Dave or Fiona?
Oh, well... Go
for
on.
Me to go,
go
I'm
on,
getting
Fiona.
Served a lot of content
go
like
on,
this
Fiona,
at the moment.
You got this.
Okay, I'll say Jack.
Jack is number one.
Oh, wow.
In 2024, there were 490 Jacks in Ireland born.
Whoa, that's a lot.
I'm not going to get this at all. Is one of them Jake? Crap.
No,
great.
Jake does not feature in the top 10 list. No, I don't know many baby Jakes.
Yeah. Is one Emily? Oh, really?
No Emily on the list?
One's got to be Emma. What the hell?
Oh, Sophia or Sophie. Come on, give it to me either way.
Number nine. Well done.
Which one, Sophie?
Sophie is at number nine. 294 okay. Sophies born last year.
Let's go with Connor.
And that is Dave.
What the hell is this?
Dave. Liam.
Liam Fiona is at number 8. There was...
Oh my God.
303 Liams born last year.
Okay.
So just to go over this, we're not doing very well. We're trying to complete the top 10 list.
I'm going to be a terrible mother.
Baby names in Ireland last year, and we only successfully so far have number 1, Jack. Number 8, Liam. And...
Number 9.
Sophie.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Okay, let's go with Fia.
What?
Yeah, I think it's really popular at the moment.
Fia?
Yeah.
Fia's not in there, I'm afraid. Fee.
Okay, let's.
You wish
go.
With your fees.
That's Fee, the name Fiona. I got served so much
really?
About. This baby name is rising in popularity. Okay, right. Do I have one more life
you
left?
You do. You have one more, and then if you listening want to hazard a guess, of course, just message.
Oh my gosh.
Fiona, what about my name?
No. There's no baby Davids around. I don't know. You wouldn't
that's
be doing that to a child.
It's funny, isn't it, that our names eventually are going to sound so old.
So old, yeah.
So weird.
As well, I saw that this is a top name recently, but maybe it's not in the top 10. Rian?
Rhea and Fiona is at number three.
Yes! Oh my God!
There were 432 Rheans born last year. Well
amazing.
Done.
Okay, so I can keep going.
Yeah.
So there's one more girl's name. Oh my God. And you said Emma, didn't you?
Oh, that's the other one I got wrong. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so surprised Emma's not in it.
Again, it's going to sound like an ancient name eventually.
Ollie?
What? There's no way.
Okay. Well, I think that's our most unsuccessful top 10 Tuesday.
Jesus,
yes.
That was crap.
But you know what? I'm so out of the loop on this. I wouldn't have a clue.
But I swear to God, all the names I guessed are names that come up so often in lists and like...
Well, like lists in the UK or lists in America?
No, like Fia, like that's an Irish name. Or is like there's like I get them loads on my Instagram now, like the lists of names.
Fia is in the top five girls' names for 2024, okay, but not in the top 10 list.
Does that mean more boys are being born?
Yes. Oh, the list, and this isn't a hint, numbers 1 to 8 were boys, and 9 and 10 were girls.
No way.
Okay. So there's way more boys being born.
But not necessarily, because it could mean that there are more unique girls' names.
Do you know what? Apparently that's a thing. Apparently it's proven that you're more likely to call your girl a unique name because they can deal with getting teased better.
My God, handy.
Apparently, that's the thing
I
read years ago.
I'll see if I can find the stats between the number of boys and girls in the next couple of minutes.
I thought it was more like, you know, you kind of, sorry, this is awful, but like, you know, your precious little girl. I know you're precious little boy, but you'd, I don't know.
You can get more experimental with them, maybe, but yeah.
All right, listen, we need your help this morning and a chance to clean up loads of IMC cinema passes for the taking. We're looking for the top 10 baby names in Ireland in 2024, celebrating the news that Fiona is pregnant.
Woo!
That's according to the CSO. Number one,
Fiona's
not
pregnant,
not
according to the CSO.
They broke the news earlier this morning.
Damn it.
Number
one,
I love it.
We have confirmed as Jack. Number three, we have confirmed as Rian. Number eight, we have confirmed as Liam. And number nine, as Sophie. Over to you now, 087 711 1038. Get your guesses in, any at all, and you'll never know. You could sweep up six IMC Cinema passes this morning.
Get the whole family there.
Exactly. Disco Lines now and Tinashe. This is No Brook Boys. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona, and we are currently in the middle of Top 10 Tuesday. This is where I give you a topic and it's up to you to try and complete the top 10 list of that topic. This morning on the show, we're celebrating very big news on Fully Charged. A fully charged baby is on the way. Fiona is
and I got a new phone.
It's hard to say. And Dave got his new car as well.
And I got a new
honestly,
car
there's been a lot happening. And he got a new cover for the phone.
I did. I got
so
a new
really,
case.
There's a lot.
It's been a huge day for all of us.
Yeah, really.
I've got nothing to share. Really.
Well,
nothing.
You've got your hair up in a you've nice high pony.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's
it's hard to say what news is bigger.
Celebrating the news of Fiona's pregnancy today on Top 10 Tuesday. We were looking for the top 10 baby names in Ireland in 2024. And to be honest, it was useless. We were very bad.
I'm going to be a terrible mother.
Really tough. Like the amount of names in the world, and you just have to pick at random that one might be more popular. I don't know any babies.
Only manage to complete like four or so between you. Whereas Rebecca thinks she can help us out. What are the extra names you have for us, Rebecca?
Noah, Killian, or
what?
Oh, Grace.
Grace.
Okay, listen, what I can tell you is Noah is at number two.
Okay.
Oh. Really good. 486 Noahs born last year.
We love that arc.
Killian is at number four.
No way. I wouldn't have guessed Killian.
352 Killians born last year.
Killian with a C or a K?
A C. And unfortunately, no Graces.
Ooh.
Will we run through the full list?
Yeah, complete that list for us there, Emma. We are only missing a 5, 6, 7, and a 10.
All right, so number one is Jack. Number two is Noah. Number three is Rean. Four is Killian. Five is James. Six is Tig. Seven is Fionn. Liam is at 8, 9 is Sophie, and 10 is one that I don't hear that much. It's Ave, Aoife, the A-D-B-H.
Ah,
for a boy.
Ave. For a girl, I believe, Callum, is it? Yeah.
Ave.
There you go. Ave.
Yeah,
that's
the
pretty cute.
The 9 and 10 are girls.
Yeah.
Ave.
All right, Rebecca, we will sort you with those IMC cinema passes. Thanks, Emil, for getting involved.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you so much, Rebecca.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
And obviously, like, a friend of mine is Aveen, and like Even it's is Ave the Irish for short. Word. Yeah, like Even is Even. I'm like, I love you, and then Ave,
so it's
for
really
short.
Nice.
But it's interesting, extra or different spelling of it.
I like the spelling of that Ave.
Yeah, it's cool. That's cool. Cute. Really nice.
So a few stats for you, because we were chatting about 5 minutes ago where we were thinking, oh, there must have been more boys
born than girls.
Yeah, because in the list it was 8 boys and 2 girls. Well, I found on the website that there were 54,060 babies born last year.
That's
that's a lot of babies.
Ireland is full of babies.
Now, I don't have the equal split of like how many boys and girls.
Why
But I do have.
What have you been doing?
I have an interesting stat about the uniqueness of the names.
Go on.
So you know how we were saying there seems to be a lot more boys born in that list.
Yeah.
There were 4,421 unique boys' names registered last year.
Wow. So that means like one. Like a name of, like, it was only named once?
No, it was like, so Jack was, it makes one of those names.
Okay,
Noah makes one of those names. But for girls, there was 5,162 different names.
Oh, wow.
So there is a lot more uniqueness, like what we were saying, in the girls' names.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's just a bit more range as well.
And then the list only counts babies that have been named 3 times or more. So they could be like a baby shoe. That is around, as in the baby is called Shoe, only one person called the baby Shoe. So it doesn't make sense.
Interesting.
Why is Shoe starting to look good? Shoon, nice Irish name.
I was thinking Shoon.
Any inspiration there this morning, Fiona?
Emma. Starting to sound good. Shoe. I like Shoe.
Would you go for one of the more common ones, or would you try to do something different?
What if it combined ours?
What about baby CSO?
Dev Emma.
From Taylor Swift on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona at 20 to 10 on a Tuesday. What's going on?
Is it like a diet opal? Opal light. What is that? What is an opal light?
Well, an opal is a gem.
Oh,
I
thought
it's my birthstone because October. And then opalite, maybe it's like the quality of that gem. It's like, ooh, the sky is opalite. It's like an opal. I could be wrong.
Okay. Listen, I've recently got very into watching and playing golf.
All right.
Now, I can only play on a driving range because I don't trust myself to be on an actual course yet.
It's a good way to practice, isn't it?
It is, but I have, unfortunately, like, bad news for myself is that I think it was a bit of beginner's luck for the first 2 weeks I was playing. My mates took me out to play. They've been playing golf for ages. They were kind of teaching me the basics, and then I started playing, and I was actually not bad, genuinely. Yeah. I was actually all right.
You came in being like, I'm a class at golf.
I did come in a bit cocky. They were shocked. They are incredible at golf. They're unbelievable.
Oh, really?
But even they were like, Jesus, if you've never hit a club before, like, that's quite impressive. And I was like, deadly.
Do you know what? Sometimes that's what you really need is like just that little bit of encouragement.
A little bit of confidence.
And then you're like, okay, I got this.
Now I'm lucky. I'm not the smartest person. I'm not the very best dressed. I'm not the tallest. I'm the best looking. But I do pick up sports quite well.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Okay. So I, like, beginner's luck, and it seems to kind of continue. Until yesterday. And this is why I now hate golf. And I can kind of see why people, like, talk about this. My dad always comes home and he's just like, oh yeah, I played well. And the next week's like, oh no, I didn't play well. Like, what's with the inconsistency?
Yeah. You can either hit the thing or you can't.
Exactly.
It's aim, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh my God. So I brought a pitching wedge yesterday, right? So
it was a
pitching wedge. So it was just a club that you're not going to hit it very, very far, but you might hit it quite high up to kind of get the dip into like a flag that was just down below on the driving range. So I tried to hit the thing. I hit 10 balls into the next bay.
Oh no.
From the thing.
And like, that's bad.
But the first 2 weeks I was chipping nobody. I was like, why is the hole there? Yeah, go ahead. Straight in,
Dave. Two things.
Stitched just to the thing.
You're on a downer now, and I want you to feel better. You came out to the boxing academy I train at, Hayden Boxing Academy, last week. He was good.
Yeah,
he was good. It was annoying. It annoyed me.
Very annoying.
I wasn't as good as you.
Overtake me quick enough, I'd say. And two, don't be embarrassed, because yesterday I was at the dog park in Marley Park. I had a tennis ball and I went to kick it and missed twice.
I've done that so many times.
People watching and a man sniggered.
I was just minding my own business, trying
to exercise my dog, and I proper gave it real welly, and I missed. Not what I was like. Okay, it's fine. Just move on and do it the second time. And I also.
It's so funny.
It's getting to the point where when I swing the ball, say if I'm driving the ball, right, I swing it, and if it connects with the ball, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, whoa, that's class.
Yeah. So how do you be good at golf? Like,
I don't know. I think it's just consistency. I don't know anything. I'm just taking a club and hitting the thing. But also, I don't know if this is normal. I'm in a lot of pain. I have like upper chest pain from playing golf, and my baby finger's awful sore.
I'm like, you know what? I think it's not the game.
I've never heard of injuries from golf. now, to be honest.
Sort of a baby finger injury from golf.
Walking around, chatting to their friends.
It's just literally a little strolling, isn't it? Here's the weekend. Dance
strolling.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go.
Last one ever. Let's wrap this
up. Last one as a single lady.
I know. Now the next ones will all be about married life and how to be, how to keep your man happy in five simple ways. Etc. Yes, this is the part of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want. And obviously I've had like a few bits of like big news recently over the last couple of minutes. Getting married, I'm having a baby. But the most, the thing that people have engaged with most news-wise for me, and that everyone's been sliding into my DMs about and asking about, is, are you verified on Instagram now? Have you got a blue tick?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just going to answer this for once and for all, and I hope everyone's listening. I paid for Instagram verified or Meta verified or whatever it's called when...
What a loser. Anyway, that's
the
show.
Same. When my partner Dwayne got hacked and got locked out of his Instagram, so I paid for it to help him access the premium support.
Yeah, you're
that
looking
you
for
can
an excuse,
get.
You were. Just looking for any excuse.
Yes, I am that, Fiona Frawley.
But it's just embarrassing now because I feel like you only get blue ticks these days by paying for
them. Of course.
Them.
And I feel like the only people who do it are like...
Saps.
Really opinionated or something.
Yeah,
as well.
Or else they're spreading not great
yeah,
stuff.
They want their comment to be at the top.
So I just want to say my like subscription is ending. I think it's like at the 17th of November. The blue tick will be gone
okay,
and
good.
Everyone can stop asking me about it then. And nothing else to mention in that area ever again.
Great.
Nice.
Thank you so much.
What are you going to talk about now that you're when you come back and you're married, we all know you have a baby and we know what the crack is with the blue tick. You've no more news.
Well, one of yous is going to have to get some news. Sorry.
Nah, I'm fine for news.
Let's keep it chill, guys.
Yeah.
Now. Here is Lil Nas with Jack Harlow. It's Industry Baby. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Now, if you missed it, the big news this morning, not only are we sending Fee off to get married on Thursday...
But I got a new phone.
Go on, Fiona, it's your words, girl.
I am...
with child.
I'm in trouble.
It's your words, girl.
I'm a girl in trouble.
Direct quote from Emma Nolan. It's your words, girl. Fiona, I am... Pauses for 2 seconds, Emma, with child.
Yeah, I was like, we are running out of time promptly.
Oh, yeah, that's the reason.
Fair.
We have a podcast called Fully Charged Recharged. Listen back.
Get it wherever you get your podcast.
And Fiona, we'll see you
tomorrow
at the altar.
I'll see you at the altar.
Yeah.
Wait, will we, the three of us, get married to each other?
I know. We'll see you though. We'll
okay.
be away.
I'm
all
taken.
Right.
Sorry.
Right.
I'll be standing at the back because there's no seat.
Shut up!
Good luck, Fiona.
Bye.
See you in the morning.
See you soon. Good luck. Bye. Spin.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.